The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Comeback Radio Show with your host, Tony Farmer. Our show is all about what goes on behind the scenes in sports, music, acting, and celebrity lifestyles. You'll have the chance to interact with Tony and his guests, too. Now, get ready for the Comeback Radio Show. Here's Tony Farmer.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday to all of you from a sunshine Thursday here out here in Los Angeles, California. I want to welcome all of you to the show this week. Have an exciting show prepared for all of you. Exciting guests will be joining me in a few minutes. But my thought for the day is this. Faith is not believing that God can. It's knowing that He will. If He brings you to it, He'll bring you through it. More prayer, more power. Without Him, you can't do it. So with that being said, you know, the times can get tough. We all go through trials and tribulations that we wake up with, we go to bed with. We never know why all those stresses are there. But at the end of the day, when you put God first, you can lean on Him. He's very strong. He'll never let you fail. Sometimes we often wonder when things are going to happen. But on His timing, things are prepared by Him, and they will take place. So welcome all of you to our listeners around the world in the U.S. and Europe, wherever you may be. But one thing that I've been listening to and watching a little bit of these debates with Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, and I can tell you, you can always tell how polished Obama is and how much he has prepared in his speech. And it seems like, you know, Romney just continues to talk over him. His plan doesn't really make a lot of sense. And so, you know, voting is coming up pretty soon, and I really expect President Obama to have his second term in office. So, you know, with that being said, I wish him all the best. I know my mom and dad are big Obama supporters. They'll be out there voting for him as well. So, you know, with that being said, that'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. But we also got the NBA season kicking off alive and well, and it's definitely in full force. I had a chance to watch the Clippers and the Lakers last night. I know Dwight Howard didn't play. I know Kobe didn't play, but still, I can tell you the Clippers look very, very, very good, and I think they're going to be a force to reckon with this season, because at the end of the day, they were in that basement team, and now they're coming strong. I mean, Blake Griffin had an amazing dunk last night on the rookie from the Lakers, and I definitely expect Chris Paul and the way that they're playing to really be able to facilitate and make a lot of damage going to the playoffs as well. So, you know, with that being said, I think there's going to be a powerful, powerful season this year. I know the Miami Heat is rearing up. I know they're doing well. LeBron is in full force mode. Dwayne Wade has switched over from Nike to Li Ning, and he's coming off his knee surgery. So, you know, I think they're going to be a force to reckon with. But there's been a kind of injury bug in the NBA. I've seen Tyson Chandler just went down with a sprained knee. Amari Stoudemire has a stiff on his knee. And Dirk Nowitzki is having, you know, surgery on his knee. So a lot of the stars are a little bit banged up. Kobe's out for the rest of the preseason, which the final game being tonight. Dwight Howard is expected to play tonight, but we'll see how he does as well. So, you know, this injury bug around the NBA is definitely something with the force to be reckoned with as well. So we'll see. I mean, the NBA is just a few days away. These final cuts are coming in by the dozens, and I can tell you it's really, really tough to be on edge. I remember a couple times when I was in NBA camp, even though having a guaranteed contract, you still have that ability to get cut by the team. But, you know, when it doesn't work out, obviously there's another plan prepared. But it's not always easy to sit there and just, you know, being on edge and being on pins and needles, just wondering, you know, is your day going to be called? Is it your time? Or are you going to get cut, especially those who have a family? So, you know, with that being said, it'll be interesting to see how that goes. But last night, the World Series started, and I can tell you that those Giants have come out swinging. You had, you know, Sandoval hit three homers, which is just a rare feat. game one where he's having three home runs and the Giants were ever to beat the Detroit Tigers. I know I have family back there in Detroit, so I'm sure they're rooting for their Tigers, but, you know, 8-1 game was pretty much one-sided and decided kind of early. But like Jim Leland said last night, he said, you know, Sandoval just had one of those games worse can't explain, and they were able to just, you know, hit the ball and good pitching and end up winning. So we'll see how game two happens as well. But I also want you guys to know that, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and, you know, a sister of mine has breast cancer. So the thing is, you know, my father died of cancer as well. We have to take notice to your health. You know, my mom is always battling her health and making sure she's in good spirits and make sure her stress level is down and doing her walk and, you know, controlling her eating. So, you know, at the end of the day, our health, we only have one body, and our body is a temple. Once you've been afflicted with the disease or pain or whatever the case may be, don't wait for that to happen before you decide to take notice of what you're doing. So I invite each and every one of you to support, you know, just cancer awareness in general, breast cancer, whatever form of cancer there is, and you want to do more research and want to learn, be able to give back, because we are here to produce an active service. And the active service means to provide for those and to do for others as you would want that, you know, done unto you. So, you know, with that being said, I'm excited about the direction of things are going. I'm excited about this show. I'm excited about, you know, the way things are moving as well. So at the end of the day, we've got to continue to move forward with the things that we're doing. I was picking up a story that I read in a magazine this morning. I was waiting to come on air, and it was about a guy named Chris Hall, who's out in Murrieta, and he's serving 25 years to life right now because he's been convicted of murdering his wife in a jacuzzi, you know, some years ago. And it was really interesting of how I read this story, because his three daughters are really, really battling for his freedom because they said that their mom died of a tragic accident. However, one of the neighbors called and said that they looked through the backyard and saw that he was drowning his wife. But the thing that I took of interesting from the story is how kids perceive their parents. And the daughters are all adults, and they were saying that, you know, there's no way that their father could have done that. One of the daughters is at home, and what happened is he ended up running upstairs and bringing the daughter back and, you know, saw the mom lying in the hot tub, and he ended up getting convicted of murder. Now he's serving 25 years to life. So it's just really interesting on how things, you know, take place, and they're fighting for his freedom. They're appealing for his freedom right now. But like I said, it's amazing how life can change so fast. I mean, my mother was telling me about my auntie Sterling with breast cancer and how she is really battling and said that her only medicine is God's healing and more prayer, more power. Now I was just informed that she's coming to Rancho Cucamonga to be in an apartment and be closer. But I can tell you, life is so short and it's so precious, and we always want to look to cherish those precious moments. My mom and my dad and myself had a chance to spend a couple hours with my daughter Tasia a couple weeks ago, and it's amazing how kids mature. I remember, you know, the day that she was being born and how I was late on my arrival because I had a game of catching a flight all the way down from Puerto Rico back to Salt Lake City, and I end up, you know, being late to her arrival. But at the end of the day, I was able to get in and get it done and to see my daughter being born, well, after her birth. But, you know, missing those precious numbers and those precious moments are just times that we have to continue to go through. So at the end of the day, you know, we always want to go through life being appreciative of everything that happens. So, you know, at the end of the day, we want to keep moving forward. We want to keep, you know, having, you know, our life moving in the right direction, just being thankful for the things that God has done for us. I had a chance to speak to my younger brother the other day, and he's down in Tennessee, and he's working for an academy, and he's preaching. And I remember with him being so young and him just being a young man, just confused, and how he's battled issues himself, and the thing that he realized that he had to turn his life around all the way around. Now he's an interesting, wonderful young man. He has a family, two beautiful kids. It's pretty interesting on how his son is named Anthony, And my son is named London, and my name is Anthony, and my brother's name is, you know, London as well. So, you know, with that being said, it's just amazing the dynamic of, you know, how life takes. So without further ado, I want to introduce my first guest, who's been waiting patiently. This man has played basketball. He has, you know, had a good career in the business level. He's started a basketball program called the Nova Stars. They played in the Drew League. They played in various leagues. They played in Vegas. And now he's the initial owner of the Orange County Nova Stars in the ABA. So I want to welcome to the show Mr. Al Smith. Al, are you with us?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking time to appear on the show. I definitely wanted to have a chance to get, you know, to get your story. And, you know, Al, I first, you know, met you back in 2007 when I played for your team, the Nova Stars, in the Drew League. And, you know, I can tell you always had aspirations of making a difference and having a team to call your own. And now you've kind of come up through the ranks at different places where you placed the Nova Stars, built the brand. And now you pretty much have achieved one of your goals, is to be a professional team owner with the Orange County Nova Stars. So let our listeners know how that came about in your story.
Well, you know, it's funny you ask, because it was a long time coming. We started the Nova Star team back in 2004. I partnered up with a friend of mine who's also a celebrity actor, Antoine Tanner. And he was the one that got me interested and showed me where the players were, because I moved to Southern California from Fresno, and before that from Arkansas. So when I moved here, I didn't know where all the high-end basketball players would play. I was going around trying to find places to play and had nowhere to go. Ran into Antoine, and he told me about the Drew League. So I went up there and watched a few games, and it was exciting. I said, wow, this is a pretty good game, but to play here, you have to have a strong team. So we put some work together, and he told me how to go about it, needed to get sponsorships, things like that. I spoke with the company I was working for at the time, which was Nova Star Mortgage, a mortgage company, because I've been in the mortgage industry doing loans as a mortgage banker for about 16 years. So they sponsored the first team that we built. At that time, Antoine was working on the set of Coach Carter, the movie. And he had a lot of players that was on set, because they looked for legitimate basketball players. A lot of these guys had just got out of college. So I just recruited a lot of these players, and we built the team that year, put them in the Drew League. It went so well. We won the championship, and that's when I knew I definitely wanted to have my own professional basketball team and have a platform where people can get that additional exposure. Okay. So that was why I built the brand and how it all came to develop back in 2004. Since then, we've been in the Drew League every year. We made the playoffs pretty much every year. This last season was a tough season. This was the first season we did not make the playoffs in the Drew League, but definitely that is a great place for basketball players to get real good exposure in the summertime. So now we have a brand where we can get guys exposure all year long, because after the Drew League is over, you got our season now that we're a member of the ABA. That season runs all the way from November until March. So, and right after March, you've got the Vegas tournament that comes up. And then right after the Vegas tournament, you've got the Drew League that starts right back up. So now we've got exposure and a platform to get people out there and get players out there all season, all year long. And that was my goal from 2004, is to have something that went continuous. Because after we won that championship, we had nothing else to do after that. And it was like October.
Well, when you look at it and how patience has paid off for you, and you kind of built a brand, and now you move along with the ABA and had your team in the Drew League, have your team in the Vegas tournaments and stuff as well. What is your goal to do with your team in the ABA? I know you guys are playing in Orange County. That's where you reside. That's where your business is. And what has been your goal of pushing to get into the ABA and owning this team and having these guys practice and help them fulfill your goal? What's your ultimate goal with the team?
So our ultimate goal now that we're here in Orange County, because for the last 8 years, I've been doing a lot of travel, you know, back and forth to Los Angeles to do what we do on a professional level, okay? Now what we want to do is we want to bring that opportunity to Orange County, because a lot of people in Orange County, they even take their children and they travel to Los Angeles because that's where they feel they're getting the best training, where these guys can actually go professional and play in the NBA, play overseas or the D-League or somewhere on those levels. And realistically, there's a lot of talent right here in Orange County. They don't have to travel as far. We can offer them training right here locally. We've got professional trainers. And now with that brand, we can take that brand, we can offer job opportunities for people here that need jobs. We can help people that are trying to have careers in sports marketing, sports management. We can open up doors for people now, and we can always have a platform for scouting opportunities for athletes that want to play professional basketball. All these things are going to come through our organization here in Orange County as we build our organization and our brand. Right now, there's a few people that know what we're doing. We're starting to get a little bit of momentum and getting a buzz going, but we still got a lot more work to do. You know, Orange County is a big area, and there's a lot of area to cover, and people are kind of in pockets out here in different places. So we got a lot of work to do to get out in these pockets to let these families know that have these children that they have in sports right now, that we are here locally, and they don't have to travel as far. And we can show them how to get their kids to the next level and play professionally and even make it into the NBA if that's what one of their aspirations are. So, yeah, go ahead.
No, I said that's good because, you know, a lot of times it starts with the kids. Once you link the kids and the parents into any organization, then that's how they begin to grow. So we're going to take this quick two-minute commercial break and come back more with Mr. Al Smith, the owner, president, coach of the Orange County Nova Stars. After this commercial break, welcome everyone to this week's show on the Comeback with Tony Farmer.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Sports.
Lockdown Coverage.
Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer. I'm with Al Smith, the owner of the Orange County Nova Stars out in the ABA. Al, as far as like looking to the first to join a league and looking to have your first, let's say, professional official experience as an owner, you chose the ABA. How did that happen? What made you choose the ABA out of the other leagues? There's the, you know, the PBL, and there's a new league, the ABL. What made you choose the ABA as your platform of a league to join to have your ownership experience with the Nova Stars?
Well, after being in the sector with all the players and scouts and other coaches and just hearing about the buzzes and where players play and what they do, you're right. There's a lot of leagues around here that have popped up that offer the same opportunities, but I thought the ABA was more unique because of their infrastructure and their platform as far as the business plan. You know, there are several teams in the ABA that people don't even realize. There's about 90 teams in the ABA somewhere, give or take a couple here or there, across the country. So it's a huge platform for us to play teams and really give our players exposure across the country. And it really depends on the market. If we have a real good support system here and a good market, we can play teams across the country all season long. That's more exposure for my players and everything. When I looked at those other leagues, I noticed that a lot of those leagues were regional. They only, you know, operated in certain areas. So we want to grow our platform here to where we can fly out and play teams in Georgia. We can fly out and play teams in New York. You know, we can fly out and play teams in Indianapolis or Chicago or Texas or Michigan. So we can go all over the United States in the ABA, whereas the other teams and the other leagues don't offer that platform. Another reason I chose the ABA was because of the ownership and the way it was to get involved with the ABA. Most leagues want a certain amount of money up front. They want thousands of dollars to get in. And the ABA is not a cheap league either. You know, you definitely have to pay your dues to be a member, but it was a lot more easier to become an ABA member than it was with some of the other leagues. And plus, I've coached in the ABA for the past couple of years with the Riverside Rainmakers. I was more familiar with that league and how they ran their operation. So it was more of a comfort level, familiarity, and the owners were a lot easier to work with as far as becoming a member of that particular league.
Right. And when you look at, you know, the ABA, it first resurfaced back in 2000. However, before that, a lot of history that the league has with, you know, the Dr. J's and the Rick Berry's and all these guys who played, you know, many years ago. And you look at the construction of how the Nova Stars are put together. Tell our listeners a little bit about that brand, the kind of team you are, who's coaching, where your players are coming from, and how your franchise is being put together.
Yeah, and you're right, because I can remember as a kid, you know, I watched a couple of ABA games back then when Dr. J played. So I remember when they went through the merger situation when the NBA bought them out. And I remember when some of the rules changed in the NBA when that happened. So that was another reason why I was more tied to the ABA than the other leagues. You know, I remember that history. But as far as, you know, our brand and how we fit in the ABA, you know, I looked at a couple of coaches to bring them on board. I spoke with Coach John Cofino. He was coach of the New York Albany. I believe that was the D-League team, New Mexico team. So he had a couple of stints in there where he had good experience. We spoke. And it was a strong consideration. I was going to bring him on board, but we've decided to just go ahead and move forward with what we've been doing, and I'm going to coach this season. I do have a partner that helps me run the operations of the team, which is Glenn Wilkerson. So with his help, it allows us to be a lot more hands-on with this operation so that we really get it off the ground the right way, build the right image for our organization, and also make sure that in Orange County, the people will have something that they can be proud of and really respect.
Right. And when you look at the brand that you and Glenn are building, and, you know, one of the ABA's models is to make sure that you have tryouts to give everyone an equal opportunity to have a chance to play on your team if they fit your organization, if they fit your style, if they're, you know, good young men in the community. So how is that situation as far as, like, you know, your tryouts and the way the team was put together? I noticed you had a couple of tryouts and, you know, you had a chance to get some of the local guys and to build your team right now. So how did the tryout situation take place with your team?
We had a tryout back in July on the 21st. It was a decent turnout. We pulled in about 23 players to come try out. Not a lot for what you would normally hear about in the D leagues and the other leagues that get more publicity, but pulling in 23 players was good. We had players that came out from Texas. We had players that came out from Arizona. We had guys that came from Wisconsin. So there were players that came from all over the country to try out for our team, and we ended up picking up a few of those guys. Some of them were local, but we did pick up a guy out of Arizona. We offered a position to a guy from Texas that just couldn't really make the trip and make the transition. So I don't think he's going to be playing for us this year, but there was a few players that we saw in that tryout that we picked up, but it wasn't enough to fill the team. So we hosted another tryout on the 8th of September. Now, that one had a lot more publicity because we partnered with Red Bull, and they also had the Alcatraz Challenge, the King of the Rock Challenge, on the same day. So right after our tryouts, I ran over and I hosted the Red Bull King of the Rock Challenge that day at Miles Square Park here in Orange County. So those two tryouts brought in players. It got us a little bit of exposure, but there were still people that didn't even know the Orange County King of the Rock Challenge was taking place. So there's still more people to reach in Orange County, you know. But as far as the players are concerned, we're looking decent right now. You know, we've got a good team of people. We got a good, strong, dedicated group of guys that are working every day to get better. We practice twice a week for, you know, plays and sets and drills. And then we do our conditioning on Saturdays at Irvine High. We practice at Saddleback right now, which is also going to be our home venue for the season. Okay, we'll play on Sundays. Games will be tipping off at about 2 o'clock. And then after the end of the year, we're going to tip off about 3 o'clock after January. So it's going to be fun.
Right, and when you look at, Al, that you know you're owning the team and coaching the team, that's obviously, you know, it's a good thing to do. When, you know, I had my team, I played and I coached at the time. It's just a good way to be able to give some of these young men value and lead by example. But, you know, you're coaching your team and putting this first-year organization together in the ABA. What have you seen as coaching that a lot of these things that now you realize, like, wow, these young men, some of them get it, some of them don't get it. What have you seen a lot of them are missing today with today's player?
That's a really good question. Because, and this is probably gonna hit home with a lot of guys that are in this position. But from what I can see with players of today, it's really about an attitude. It's personal attitude. You know, I see a lot of talented guys that can go far. I see guys that should be in the NBA already, okay? But it's about a personal attitude, you know? You get guys that they just don't know how dedicated they have to be to make it in this particular field of sports. There is such a huge pool of players across the nation that the NBA only picks the cream of the crop. But it's because they can, okay? And now that the international players are starting to come over and take some of these positions, it gets even worse for people here locally. But what I see is that people look at basketball players on television and they hear the news clippings about a Kobe Bryant that goes in after a game and he puts up shots, and he's just a workaholic. And then they hear news clippings of the other players that are on the opposite side of that scale, like maybe a Kwame Brown or something, or a, you know, Kobe said Shaq wasn't a hard worker. But at the end of the day, these guys feel that those small things is all it takes to be great. Do what Kobe does. Let's go put up shots at midnight. It's not about just going through the motions. You know, it's about what you do when you're in those sets. So if they don't have the right training base, they go in the gym and they work out and they're still not going to get better because they're working on the wrong mechanics. A lot of players feel that they already know what it takes to get better because they've gone through workouts with other trainers, and you realize that a lot of other trainers may not have had the right skill set to put the conditioning programs together for these guys. so they can work the muscle that makes them better, okay? These are some of the things that we're trying to bring to the table. You know, it's about nutrition. I see that a lot of these athletes have bad diets. That hurts when you're trying to become a professional and you're trying to become an NBA player. So, you know, we're trying to put together nutrition packages for our athletes, diet packages for our athletes. I spoke with a friend of mine that works for Nutrition Zone here locally in Laguna Hills, and he and I are trying to work together to build something where maybe they can work as a partner and help sponsor the team this season, and we can help these guys have better diets.
I think if we can... Right. Well, I mean, you know, with that being said, it's always important for these guys to be able to get a full scope of nutrition and the things that you're doing, and I think a lot of young players kind of miss the message of what guys are trying to teach and what professionals are trying to show them. So we're going to take this quick commercial break. We'll be back more with Al Smith after this two-minute commercial break. Welcome, everyone, to the Comeback Show with Tony Farmer with my guest host, Mr. Al Smith.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports. When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional, take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Do you feel the need for speed? Whatever your addiction, NASCAR, IndyCar, NHRA, Formula One, or even lawnmower racing, Pit Pass USA has got you covered. Larry Henry here, host of Pit Pass USA. I put my 30-plus years of being a motorsports broadcaster to work to bring you not only the best guests, but also the most interesting guests in racing. Pit Pass USA with Larry Henry, your front row seat to the world of racing. Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Be there or get a DNF.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Tony Farmer with Mr. Al Smith, the owner and coach of the Orange County Nova Stars. And, you know, Al, one thing that, you know, we're talking during the commercial break is, you know, it's always about preparation for some of these guys of what I call today's pros, where some of them are guys are trying to be pro and they have that prima donna attitude as opposed to some, you know, like myself where I had a good mentor like a Magic Johnson, these guys coming up. And, you know, I know looking at myself when playing at a level of me being 42 and I'm starting the 40 and over Drew League this weekend just to play and have a good time and then playing the regular Drew League and then play against the ABA, I feel a lot of times that these kids or these younger players miss is today's pro or guys that have aspirations of being pro, a lot of it is their training, their guiding, and just how they think they're a lot better than they actually are. Have you seen that with your own team, with some of your own frustrations, that guys really may not still be getting the message and are kind of selling themselves dreams as opposed to a reality?
Absolutely. I see it all the time. And, you know, to be honest, Tony, that's a lot of the reason why these guys are still on the level they are with us here in the ABA, or still working to make D-League teams, or, you know, still trying to catch that glimpse of fame. You're right. It's just basically that they are out of tune with reality. They think they are better than they are. It's a prima donna attitude. I said this to my partner a couple of weeks ago about a few of our players on our team, even, you know. It happens. You get guys that really feel that they're better than they are. You get guys that feel like they don't need certain workout training. You get guys that feel like they're above the workout and they'd rather just go into the gym and work on basketball skill. And basketball skill is only one part of it, you know. You also have to make sure that you're training properly. You know, you need a weight training program. You need a cardio program. You need all these things that's going to help enhance those skills that you need to play the game. But these guys don't really work out on those levels and keep that workout continuous. Okay, they'll fall off at some point as they get older. Obviously, they start getting more set in their ways, and they feel like some of these things are just going to stay on autopilot. And it doesn't work that way. You know, you have to keep the muscle in shape. You have to keep the muscle conditioned. You know, it's funny you said that about the 40 and over Drew League. I didn't know it started up this weekend, because I want to play there, because, you know, I just love the game. But now that I'm doing the ABA thing, there's no way I'll have time now. I just can't commit to it. I wish I could. That's a fun league.
Right. And I just, you know, I got a call from a Casper, and he asked me to play on his team. And, you know, I said, I'll definitely play. You guys play on Saturdays. And, you know, I'm playing in the ABA as well as my team, the LA Slam, and besides my other business ventures. But one thing that I look at today's player coming up or trying to make their mark is I look at the fact that a lot of them don't have life skills. So when you don't have life skills, the basketball skills don't follow, because I know myself, if my maturity was at the level that it is now, back from when I first started playing and when I first started coming up, you know, I'm not saying things would be different, because I had a pretty good career, but, you know, just the learning curve would have been a lot different. And these guys, you know, coming to practice, of, you know, coming to an organization, not coming to practice on time or not showing up when they're supposed to and making every excuse of why they can't do it, as opposed to coming to reality why they will do it, it kind of sets the precedent on why these guys are in that position. And so tell our listeners how you're trying to change the face from the Orange County Nova Stars to show these guys life skills. Are there situations that you guys are mentoring, you're trying to get them, you know, get them jobs? I mean, what is some of the messages that you're trying to present to your own team to let others know that, you know what, they want to be a part of the Nova Stars?
Our message is professionalism. It starts with professionalism. That's where our message begins. Because these guys come out and feel that the professionalism is there already, and it's not, okay? And that's the reason, you're right. It, you know, without the life skill, the basketball skill will not follow. So that's what we're doing. We're preaching professionalism. We're giving people opportunity. We're talking to our players that are out there with no jobs, that are still trying to find their basketball life. We're giving them an opportunity to try to get into our organization and learn sports marketing and sports management. We partnered up with Sports Marketing Worldwide, which is an online school, and that gives a person an opportunity that has aspirations to pursue a career in sports management or sports marketing.
Right.
So we can set them up to get the training that they need. We have the platform to provide for them to work and actually make an income. So these are some of the things that we put together for our in-house players. You know, they definitely will get an opportunity to work for us, even if it doesn't work out for them basketball-wise.
Right.
There's plenty of things that we put together for these guys. But it starts with just preaching to the guys every practice about their professionalism.
Right. And with the kind of teams that, you know, you're putting together, and you're looking at, you know, building a foundation of a first-year team, and it's always, you know, you only can have one first impression. Do you have a team of mix of veterans and young guys, or just all young guys, or what kind of team have you put together? You have some leaders who kind of established a brand as a Nova Star basketball player yet?
Yeah, there's a mix. We look at the image of our players, you know, as they're working out in practice. We look at the image of our players as how they come to practice, dressed, just the way they put their clothing on, makes a huge difference with us, okay? Because it sends a message, and it says a lot. So with us, we have a mix. We have some players that have played with us before. We have some players that are brand new, that are young, that can grow with the organization. You know, we've got Deion Marcus, who played at Arizona State. He's one of our veteran players that have played with the organization for the past couple of years. You know, he's a good 6'8 player with a decent outside shot, and he knows how to get to the basket. But again, you know, he's one of our players that sometimes we struggle with the workouts, getting him to show up to get his body in condition because he could be so much better. So that's one of our frustrating things. And then we've got another veteran player that we're going to have in the post, Johnny Harwick, out of Long Beach. So, and again, he's another guy because he's a veteran guy, struggles with getting him to show up at the workouts. But then we've got young guys like Maurice McGee out in the Riverside area who played at Cal State San Bernardino, and his younger brother, Darius, who is just a beast as far as being athletic and being scrappy, who played at Chaffee, you know, college. So we've got a good mix, you know, and we've got specialists. We've got knockdown shooters like Pete DeCasas, who played over here at Saddleback, where we're going to be playing at our home venue. He's a veteran there, you know. They know him well at that gym. And then we've got guys that come from the other state in Arizona at the guard position, like Matthew Dickman, who played at Kansas Wesleyan. He's going to be one of our good players that'll come off the bench and give us strong minutes. So I think we've got a real good chemistry of guys with the specialists and the veterans and the youth. We should have exciting games every week.
Right. And when you look at, you know, like you said, you mentioned, you know, the guys you struggle with, and both of them, you know, I know well, being Deion and Johnny. And one thing you look at, you know, from a veteran leadership, you want to be able to go to those guys and say, you know what, thank you for leading by example. Thank you for, you know, taking the opportunity to show these guys. And if they can't do it, a young player is going to say, well, you know what, if they can't do it, then why should I do it? And you look at how the rankings came out, and you know, you guys have your first game, home game, next Sunday against the LA Slam, which, you know, a number six ranked team coming to the league. They've been around, you know, for quite some time, for like over 5 years. And, you know, Don Sanchez does a good job, but it'd be a good testing point for your guys right away to play against one of the better teams in the league to kind of show these guys of what it takes to get to that level, because it is all about the ranking. It is all about the prestige, and it's all about the effort. So it'll be a good test for you guys, you know, coming out on Sunday to be opened up next Sunday against a team like that.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why I even scheduled that game, because I know the Slam team just because of our matchup last year. And when we played them, I think we lost by one at the buzzer. We were up in that game, and I think they hit a buzzer beater to go up by one to take the game. So, you know, I know the team well, and I'm really excited, and I want to get out and show these guys what we're capable of if they follow our game plan and get their body in shape and go out and execute on game day. You know, it's not going to take much for us to be a competitive team, because we know how to pick the right players. We just have to make sure that they trust each other when they play on the court. So that's where we are right now with it, and I think it's going to work out for these guys, but they really will have their test on opening night.
Right. And, you know, and the Nova Stars opening night is equivalent to me of an NBA opening night, because, you know, players should get excited about playing their first game. Players should get excited about being part of a professional league, because they don't understand that the league is going to continue to improve, is going to continue to have a chance for your organization to make their mark as well. And when you play against the better teams, it makes sense for you to do that right away. The same thing in the Drew League, you're playing against these NBA stars. But, you know, one thing that I've learned more than anything as a professional player, it's all about preparation. It's all about how you prepare in life the day you wake up. It's a Sunday. Whether you go to church or whether you don't go to church, whatever you do, you need to make sure your regimen is there. And so it'll be interesting to see of, you know, how the team comes out to perform, how they do well, how they understand where your guidance is, and understand that the message that you're presenting is for the future. So yeah, it can be a tough game. Win or loss is going to either, you know, set a precedent for the way you want your organization to be done, and to let these guys know if you can't get it done, you'll bring in other players who can.
That's right. Absolutely. And that's where we're headed. That's our philosophy starting out the season. You know, if we have to make immediate changes when we start the season, we're prepared to do that. But at the same time, we're going to go into the season with what we feel is our strongest unit, and we'll keep that unit together as long as it's feasible.
Right. I mean, with that being said, everyone, we're going to take our last commercial break. We're going to come back with the last 10, 15 minutes with Mr. Al Smith of Nova Stars and talk about how you can follow the Nova Stars, how you can check them out this season in the ABA with their practices, games, right after this commercial break.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fans' perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports, right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You can also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Tony Farmer, with Al Smith, owner and coach of the Orange County Nova Stars. And now, I mean, as you embark on this season, getting prepared, I mean, game time is a week from this upcoming Sunday. What's going on with the team as far as, like, you know, the preparation? Where can, you know, the people find out more about the Nova Stars? We're going to do an internship. So right now, it's time to give you your shout outs, give you a time of how they can keep up with the Nova Stars and find you and support your team.
Well, at the moment, if you want to know anything about Nova Star Basketball, you can go to our website at www.novastarbasketball.com. There's a lot of information there. You know, you can have schedules posted there. You can find out when we play, what time we play, where we play. You can keep up with us this season and find out our record. We'll have box scoring throughout the season. So as we're playing our games, you can go online. You can check out the stats and what players are doing during the game. It will be posted live online. We'll also be around in the community doing different things. We work with the We Rock Foundation, which stands for We Run Orange County Kids. That's Coach K who runs that operation, and she partners with Renegade Racers. So some of those events, you may see Nova Stars at those events. We work with Jules to Go, the Bordeaux Community Center in Santa Ana. They do a lot of things in the community for the public. We got a toy drive that we're going to do around Christmas time where we're going to have a Santa Claus picture day, and you bring in the toys or whatnot. You bring a toy to a Nova Star game on December the 16th, and you might want to mark that on your calendar. We'll have a Santa Claus there. We'll have he's called Nova Claus, and you'll be able to get in that day if you bring a toy for half price. Games are really cheap, so hopefully we get a lot of participation from the community. For the most part, this season, games are going to be $12.50 a game, okay, for adults. Children 12 and under, or under 12, let me make sure I'm clear on that. Children under 12 are free, so we don't charge the kids. We want to make sure that everyone realizes that this is for the community. It's not necessarily for us. It's for them. So, but that's what you can do. So to follow us on Twitter, you can follow us on Facebook. You can find those links on our website. So if you want to know anything, start with our website, and you can get to all of our pages from there.
All right, perfect. And who do you want to give your special shout-out to?
Well, I want to definitely give a shout-out to the We Rock Foundation. They've been awesome as far as helping us and supporting us. Logan Brothers Barbershop and Liso Viejo, McKenna Electric, OCM Bank Corp, and the Bordeaux Community Center. You know, those have all been real good partners of ours that we've worked with that's helped us. And we look forward to a real good season with our partners. And if you want to get in contact with us, or if you're looking for sponsorships, you can reach us direct at 949-297-NOVA, N-O-V-A. That's 949-297-6682. So we'd love to hear from you if you want to sponsor the team or if you want to hang banners at our venue, if you need a booth to sell your product. We have all those opportunities there. And I think you'll want to be at our venue because it's going to be exciting. We've got a few things that we've already got signed up for our first game. The We Rock Foundation is going to be there giving support, giving out a Nano iPod. We've got a lot of things going on this summer. So check us out online and come down and see us at our games on Sundays in Saddleback.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for being on the show. Thank you for taking the time out your work day, out your office day to come on to the Comeback Show. And I know we'll cross paths pretty soon. I wish you all the best with your team. I know you guys are going to have a successful organization. Anything we can do here at the Comeback, we appreciate it, and thanks again for being on our show.
I appreciate it, Tony, and thanks for having me. And likewise, I look forward to seeing you this season. Good luck.
All right, take care. Well, with that being said, I want to thank Al Smith again and wish him all the best of luck with the Orange County Nova Stars. I mean, he's a stand-up guy, first-class guy. I know for sure he'll put together a great organization. So my thought for the week is this. Don't let a bump in the road stop you from finishing your journey, because if you finish what you started, you will worth a fight. So when those times are tough and when things are down, make sure that you continue to have a smile, continue to be excited about the things that are going, because it can get better. My mom has always told me more prayer is more power, and I definitely live by that motto. So we have a Halloween week prepared for you guys next week. I want to wish you guys a happy Halloween. We'll see you next Thursday. I give thanks to Damian Cole and Cole Media for doing the music on my show. As you guys hear the music that he has, thank you, Voice America, for giving me the opportunity. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy Thursday, a happy weekend. I'm excited. I'm going to see my parents on Sunday. I'm going to go out and see them in the afternoon. So long, everybody. Take it away, Voice America. Wish you all the best in your week and your week. We'll see you next week on the Comeback Show. So long.
Thanks for tuning in to the Comeback Radio Show. Please join Tony Farmer again next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. See you then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.